Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts.
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who.
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not.
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcast. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships, and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts.
And we're back.
We've got you covered
here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast. Showtime just came out with the official numbers for the McGregor fight. And how it is the second biggest fight in history, behind Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather. So this fight did a little over $600 million in pay-per-view buys. And so we started talking about what's next for Conor McGregor, which then led us into, is it possible that Conor McGregor GSP is maybe the next fight for him? And which, you know, we were talking about, is that the best fight that could be made for Conor McGregor? Or, and is that the best decision for GSP? What's your feelings on a possible GSP Conor McGregor fight? Or, and what do you think GSP should do next?
Well, I've always known that, or suspected that that was GSP's mission in coming back. First, he was going to, I mean, I think he cherry-picked Michael Bisping because that was the easiest fight to make as far as the middleweight title goes and legacy fights.
Yep.
And then when and this is before I found out about the news about him having colitis and having issues with his, just his weight cut and in general, fighting in general. And that's going to sideline him for a while there. But I thought he was going to move down to welterweight and potentially fight the champion there, who currently is Tyron Woodley.
I don't think he wants to fight Whitaker. I mean, Tyron Woodley at all.
Well, that's what I thought he was going to do when he came back.
Okay.
He was going to slowly make his way down, and his ultimate goal was definitely the money fight with Conor McGregor. And that fight just always made sense to me.
So, the Conor McGregor GSP fight?
Yeah, it always did, because it's a legacy fight and it's the biggest money fight that's possible in the sport at this moment. If you don't count any potential fights with Brock Lesnar, and it just makes the most sense in terms of size and just the trajectory of both their careers. So I've always liked that fight, and I just want to see it happen. But I'm not sure how that happens or plays out now with both of them having their own outside issues. Conor's made a lot of money. He doesn't have too much left to prove in this game. And the same with GSP. And GSP, now he has his health issues. So that's a big if.
All right. And you know what? I'm gonna make two statements here. First off, there's a lot of people that don't believe that about the health issue with GSP, but I truly do believe it. And so I personally think that Conor McGregor and GSP, if I was in their bodies and I had a decision to make, I wouldn't fight anyone else in the UFC whatsoever. I'd be done with the UFC. With the exception of, if you're Conor McGregor, fighting a GSP. That's the biggest fight you can have. I just don't think the second biggest fight you could possibly do is a situation where you actually fight Diaz. But I don't think any of the Diaz brothers you can negotiate with whatsoever anymore. So the only fight in the UFC that I would take if I was Conor McGregor is GSP. And if I'm GSP, former welterweight champion, former middleweight champion, any fight he takes is a legacy hurting fight. So, and nothing builds his legacy. Let's say he goes back and he fights Tyron Woodley and he wins. Doesn't move the needle.
Is he greater today than he was the day after? No.
He's still, I think so.
I don't think he will be. Just because I think Tyrone, I mean, take yourself out of being a MMA expert. You know more about MMA than most. So you give Tyrone Woodley a lot more credit than most of the world would give Tyrone Woodley. Everybody knows that knows MMA. Tyrone Woodley is a beast. But for the people who move the needle, everyone looks at Tyrone Woodley as this boring fighter who's a snooze fest. And it's not true at all. Not true at all. Tyrone is one of the greatest welterweight champions of all time. I would even, you know, he's one of the top three or four welterweight champions in history, in my opinion. But the casual fan, the people who will make this a huge fight, it wouldn't be Tyrone Woodley. They wouldn't look at it. So if he lost, it would be a lot of the casual fans would be really shocked if GSP lost and really disappointed. For the very few people that are not novice, they would know this is a major deal. But for everyone else, it wouldn't look good.
I gotta disagree there because I'm just going to take this from an aesthetic point of view. When you look at Tyrone Woodley, you know that he can put down anybody in this game. And that's heavyweights included. Like, he just has that look to him.
Let me tell you why. Numbers don't lie. Look at his pay-per-view numbers.
Well, he's never had someone as high-grossing as someone like a George St. Pierre that can bring the eyeballs to him.
That's what I mean. In order to make, you know, it would still be, you know, when you talk about the A side and B side, George St. Pierre would be the A side, the B side, and C side, and he would just be someone coming along. And which at that point, I would even say a young Tony Ferguson would be just as big as, like, there's no difference in ranking, in my opinion, as far as the casual fan goes, whether it's Tyrone Woodley or Tony Ferguson or you know what I mean? It wouldn't move the needle enough.
Well, I'm not talking about moving the needle in the sense. I'm talking about legacy fights.
Right, I'm just saying, when you're looking at legacy, legacy is about big, how big it is. Like for let's say, Michael Bisping to fight Dan Henderson. Legacy-wise, that's a big fight. But it really wasn't a big fight because Dan Henderson was way past his prime. But everyone knows him, and so it's a big deal that he beat Dan Henderson. But it really wasn't a big deal because Dan Henderson wasn't even a top-rated fighter. That's all I'm getting at. It's not, I mean, for the true fan, I agree with you. That would be one, for the fans' fan, that's a marquee fight. For the casual fan, there's no difference whether you stick him in the ring, GSP in the ring with Ferguson, Tyrone Woodley, Robbie Lawler, or let's see, Jerry Lawler, I'm watching. You know, but no matter who, it's just going to be, it doesn't change the numbers. It doesn't change the legacy. Only thing it could do is hurt his legacy.
Well, I got to say that it wouldn't change the numbers, but it would change his legacy in terms of him being able to fight across multiple generations. And just to give you guys like a picture of what we were talking about earlier, we were talking about Roger Federer. And if you guys pay attention to any tennis out there, Roger Federer has been great for decades.
Decades.
And he's dominated multiple generations. And that only adds to his legacy. But I got to say, it's riskier for GSP to take on a fight of this magnitude against Tyrone Woodley because Tyrone Woodley is a monster. And he presents to a risk to GSP like, probably like none has ever before. And
I would say the dangerous, most dangerous, it's, I put it on par, and it's bad to say this because this person is no longer considered a great fighter, but it's, I put it on the same level, exact same level as GSP versus Johnny Hendricks, where Hendricks wrestling skills, his power, you got to remember, you got to think back to where.
Yeah, when he's just making people go on ice skates and he's just flying back.
When he was a world beater.
Yeah.
Not this new
big pig rig, whatever you want to call him.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I put it on the exact same level as that fight mm-hmm. was. And I could see it going a lot like that fight. Which means, why would you? It does. I mean, I don't think. Like when you look at now, you go back in history and you say the Johnny Hendricks fight, it didn't boost up his legacy at all. Whether if he would retired before the Johnny Hendricks fight, it'd have been no different. Or he retired afterwards. The only thing that Johnny Hendricks fight could do is hurt his legacy. That's all I mean by that. You see where I'm coming from on that one?
Yeah, I get where you're coming from there. And maybe it's because I just watched Naked Attraction.
But I was not expecting you to tie that in.
But when I look at both of these fighters, and I'm thinking about the fans that are watching these fights at a bar, and they're getting some of the drinks flowing in their bodies, and they're seeing two of the most aesthetically pleasing fighters and with like superhuman physiques, they're going to, and you can compare Tyron Woodley to Johnny Hendricks, they're going to know, or they're going to see, or they're going to assume that Tyron Woodley is a world beater compared to Johnny Hendricks. And that's going to get people interested in the fight just on face value alone.
But by then, we're talking about the numbers won't be there. I don't think enough eyes will see the fight to make it that big of a deal. I really don't.
Yeah, maybe I'm just taking it from an MMA point of view, but I really want to see that fight. That'd be so cool.
As far as a true UFC fan, that is a dream. That's the fight I think everyone that's a real UFC fan would really want to see. I just think, you know, honestly, if you're the UFC and you're a casual fan, you would rather see GSP, Conor McGregor. That's a legacy fight. That's a fight. Part of your legacy is the big giant media event. If he fights there and he wins, he goes next level. If Conor McGregor wins, he makes what he wants, big dollars.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Can I have it all? Can I have all the fights? Can I see like a unification bout between Conor and Tony, or Conor and Khabib, or Tony and Khabib?
I think Khabib will whip all of them.
Yeah, I would really love to see that, and then I would love to see GSP, if he can get his health right, fight against Tyron Woodley while that happens, and then move down and see if he can unify everything.
I think Conor has one fight left in him. One. I mean, well, I think Conor and GSP has one fight left in them, and that's it.
Do you think this is the fight that they make?
If I'm Conor, no. I don't take this fight. If I'm Conor, I schedule the fight with Pacquiao, I get lawyered up, and I fight the USC for everything they want, or just say, listen, you can get on board and we can do this Pacquiao fight, or we just go to court. But I'm fighting in the ring. I'm fighting because Conor can make another 50 to 100 million by fighting Pacquiao. No matter what, I just don't see him. If he fought GSP and Anderson Silva and Royce Gracie at the same time, he's not making 100 million.
Oh, definitely not.
You understand where we're coming? So why would you come back to the UFC? I don't see. I mean, I would fight Dana. Or just say, listen, you just signed me up for the very first fighter for Zuffa Boxing. Or I just walk. And they need the money. I wouldn't fight in the UFC again. It's just bad news.
Yeah, it would only be a personal decision to fight in the UFC, maybe for some unfinished business or for something personal. If he's looking at it from a business...
personal is bad business.
Yeah, if he's looking at it from a business point of view, go back in that square circle.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Yeah, it's just bad business. And the only fight... Conor, you look at who Conor is now. Conor is... he has taken on the money team persona. It's about the money. Only GSP, maybe Diaz can only bring money. He fights Khabib, nothing. Doesn't, you know, they show whether he, you know, fighting Khabib could be the same as him fighting anyone on the roster.
Whoa, he fights Khabib in Russia? That's a big event.
Only in Russia.
Yeah. Well, Conor brings eyeballs, and then there's a lot of Russians that love MMA.
But it
MMA.
Doesn't change. It wouldn't change anything. I don't think it would change anything. No different if you put Conor on, I mean, with anyone else. I mean, that's like saying, you know, you put Conor in Brazil and have him fight, you know, Yoel Romero. I mean, don't do that, please.
No,
but,
don't do
it. You know, it doesn't matter who it's going to be. Conor's going to bring the numbers. The only one, I think GSP Conor's the only big money fight, and then Nate Diaz.
Yeah, those are big fights.
That's it. I don't think there's anything else. Those, if I'm Conor, as far as coming to UFC, those are the only two fights I'm doing, and then I am done. Yeah, I'm not doing any other fights in the UFC. I will, and but if I'm Conor, maybe if you're going to take a boxing match, do you do Pacquiao or do you do Tony Malignaggi?
If you want to win, you want to do Malignaggi. If you want to make a lot more money, you do Pacquiao.
That's my whole point. Now, if you want to win, I honestly think Oscar De La Hoya is the better fight. Crazy enough, if I was McGregor, I would take the De La Hoya fight, and I'd do it like in March. I'd make it a fast turnaround.
Yeah.
So the Oscar run comes in there very rusty. I fight Oscar. I think he has a really good chance of taking Oscar out, and then roll right into a Pacquiao fight and announce my retirement.
Those are competitive fights. Maybe by that point, Pacquiao will be more competitive for him. I just don't see his chances.
You're taking Conor winning both of those, any of those fights?
I would give him a good chance to beat Oscar De La Hoya.
Oh, I think I'd make him the favorite to beat Oscar De La Hoya.
I would too. But if you're talking about that Pacquiao fight, Pacquiao's going to take another decade to get to the point where he cannot fight Conor, in my opinion.
Right. De La Hoya has not fought in so long, and when last time he fought. You know, he looked so bad against Manny Pacquiao. He had some drug issues. He had some weight issues. He has to lose weight, get in shape, knock the ring rust off on. That's why I said I would fight De La Hoya really fast. That would be, you know, I'd make it on a big, that'd make it.
I'd do it on Cinco de Mayo.
No, that's too far away.
I would do it on Cinco de Mayo if you want to make more money.
Yeah, but, You don't want to give him 6 months to get ready. An in-shape Oscar De La Hoya, and I may change my prediction of who's going to win this fight.
Yeah, that's a risky fight right there.
I'm giving him short notice. Yes, let's do this, but we're doing it in 30 days.
Listen, guys, muscle memory is a powerful, powerful tool for athletes. Regardless of how old they are, they will not lose some of that power and that technique that they developed over right. their entire lives.
You got to use that in advantage. Now, I'm going to change the subject back to GSP. And I want to say there's a lot of people that's really beating up on GSP. And they're saying he knew he was going to do this and all that. You know what? A lot of people are mad at GSP for giving up the title, but the GSP did something that bugs me on me defending GSP. The whole concept of nice guys finish last. GSP did the right thing. I don't want to fight at middleweight, whether it's health issues, whether it's whatever reason. I don't want a giant man punching me in the head. So he knows he doesn't. He could stick around and be like, you know what? Let's round up as many sponsors as humanly possible. We string this out. I say my health issues. And you know what? Maybe I'll wait till December after all my health issues, and then I'll retire in December. He said, you know what? It's wrong for me to hold up the division when I have no interest in fighting in this division. Let Tony Ferguson become champ. And he gave it up.
Robert Whittaker.
Robert Whittaker. Why did I say Tony Ferguson?
Because he's also a champ.
No, because he's another guy that's holding up a belt. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
There's another guy that should be stripped of the title that's been holding up the belt, Conor McGregor. Robert Whittaker deserves to be champ. GSP knows he has no interest in defending that title, so why not just go ahead and make Robert Whittaker the champ and let him defend the title, which is the right thing to do. Not in MMA, and I'm going to say fighters and promotions rarely do the right thing. GSP did the right thing, and I think the UFC and other fighters should take a page out of his book and do the right thing. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I was really impressed with the fact that when he did announce that he was going to vacate the title, the first person he called were Luke Rockhold, his camp, and I believe he called Robert Whittaker's camp as well, so that they could start getting ready for their fight and they could get things in order so that they could move on and the division could move on. That shows that he was willing to just work with everyone else as well.
That's called being classy. And that's something that GSP has in spades, and that's class. And, you know, there's a lot of people that's upset, but a lot of people don't think about how Conor has won two titles, held up two divisions, and haven't defended not one title. And it's bad for the UFC, it's bad for MMA, the UFC, and look at what it's done to the UFC as a whole, because it's really hurt the UFC. GSP is saying, listen, I just won the title. I took a few weeks off. I had some health issues. It's not right. I'm not going to hold it up. I'm giving up the title.
GSP is always going to be a winner and champion in my eyes.
Absolutely. Speaking of a winner and being a champion, when we come back, I'm going to be talking about my giant upset of the month. Stay tuned, and we'll be back.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.